Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Key of E podcast. This week, I'm going to be talking about Noah Kahan's second album, which is called I Was, I Am. Now that I, started speaking into a microphone, I realize that I sound really congested, so I'm sorry. We just got back from a wedding that was on New Year's Eve, and it was really fun. We had a great time. Actually, it makes for a great segue, because after the wedding, I went back to go to sleep, and we were staying at, an Airbnb in Virginia, and I was watching Noah's little, year recap, I guess, of, all of the stuff that, happened this year, all of the, the whole tour, recap, basically, of, the shows in 2023, and I was just, sobbing. And I think I was humming along to the song, whatever was in the background, and my aunt, the next morning, we were sharing, a room with a bunk bed, and so I was on the top bunk, and I'm just, crying, and I was, humming the song, I guess, and then the next morning, she was like, were you singing last night? And I was like, probably. I'm sure I was. I'm so, so sorry. I apologize. I think no matter what kind of, even if there wasn't a wedding previously, and I was in a normal state of mind, I think I still would have cried, because he's just come so far. It's been such a big year. And I just, I just get such, immediate chills whenever I see those kinds of videos of, my younger self, if only, they could see me now. I don't know. It's, I just get such, a thrill out of it, because I'm, what am I gonna think whenever I have, what I would consider, a big year, and then I look back, what am I gonna think? First of all, when is that gonna be? How long in the future? We're all selfish, so automatically I'm thinking about myself, and I'm like, what is my big year gonna be? Am I gonna look back and be like, I remember, you know, wanting this forever? Which, yeah, all of these themes go into the album very nicely. I love this album. I feel like you could ask me every day and I think my answer would change. Some days I say that Stick Season is my favorite album, but there's just more songs. There's double the amount of songs that I Was, I Am has. But then some days I say that this is my favorite album. So I don't know. But then I feel really bad, because then I'm putting Busy Head last. Which, honestly, I always feel bad when I put people's debut albums, as my favorite. Because then it sounds like I'm they haven't done any better since their debut album. And that's obviously not true. But I don't know. Again, hey, we ask this question every week. What makes a good album? Is it the one that has the most amount of songs that you like? Is it the strongest songs? Is it the strongest, you know, concept? The strongest themes? No one knows. It's an opinionated question, and I don't even have an opinion on it, honestly. Long story short, I love this album. And I want to start off by talking about Bad Luck. What if I told you that I got sober, that I got older, that I got that tattoo off my shoulder, that I'm strong again, I'm fun again? Would you love me then? What if you saw me? What if you hate me? What if I'm failing or mentally ill? Would you call me crazy? Would you let me in? Would you love me then? This song has such a strong chorus, and it's kind of wordy and it's kind of a mouthful to sing, but it's just really strong and it's really catchy. I told you that my whole life could have sworn I would die young. My last words, 22 years on my tongue. I'm bad luck. I'm bad luck. I'm bad luck. You know that I spend long nights brain fried, talking too much. I'm a booze bag, dude bad, burnout dead drunk. God, that's hard to say. That is so hard to say. Oh my gosh, that's too fast. You know that I spend long nights brain fried, talking too much. I'm a booze bag, dude bad, burnout dead. Yeah, I'm bad luck, I'm bad luck, I'm bad luck. Also, when I sing this, I want to say booze bag, do bad, burnout, dial drunk. Ever since Dial Drunk came out, I just have to say that for some reason. It sounds like it would fit. He goes on to say, it's not your fault my brain is vacant, that the world is trash and my dumbass just got completely wasted. You washed your hands of all my sins. Have I lost you then? Sometimes I hate it, my lack of patience. Sometimes love feels like a noun in some new foreign language, and now my heart is bent and worn so thin. Can you sew the skin? In the bridge, he says, so if you look back and you hate my past, just know I'm doing everything that I can. I'm going to move on to Godlight. This song, dare I say, is my favorite Noah Kahan song. Listen, I know that's a bold statement, and I have a top five, and they move around a lot, like the places in which I would place them in my top five, but this song never really changes as my favorite. Every time I hear it, it's like the first time. The verses feel different from the choruses, and the bridge, oh my gosh, we're gonna get to all of it, I just remember, like, the first time I heard it, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I'm there, like, I know these characters, like, I feel like I know these people that he's singing about. Okay, I don't know if this is gonna make any sense, but in my mind, the same person that he's singing about in Godlight is the same person that he's singing about in You're Gonna Go Far and All My Love. And potentially Stick Season and Glue Myself Shut. Those two, I feel like I could be swayed a little bit if somebody made a good argument. But I'm pretty, in my mind, the way that I'm thinking about it, All My Love and You're Gonna Go Far and this song are all about the same person. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's stupid. I don't think it is. It makes sense to me. Because he's singing about a person who leaves their little town and is kind of searching for more than what this city can offer. And so they leave, they come back different, they look different, they act different, they've kind of put on a little bit of a facade. This person isn't like hated when they come back home, but everybody just thinks that they're like different, I guess, which in this song can be expressed by this line in the second verse. She came back home a fucking alien and was stuck here on the ground. Call your mom back, kid, before the high comes down. And then in All My Love, in the chorus, he says, now I know your name, but not who you are. Now I know your name, but not who you are. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. They're the same person, but they're also, like, kind of not anymore. And so they come back home and everyone's like, okay, who is this? But then also, like, and You're Gonna Go Far, like, he says, like, we're not angry at you for leaving. We understand that there wasn't really anything keeping you here. We ain't angry at you, love. You're the greatest thing we've lost. This song starts out with, there's no way out of an angry crowd without stepping on some toes. They'll scream your name till the lights go out, then they'll feed you to the wolves. It's hard to say who you'll be when they let those big red curtains close. To know me is to hate me, is to hate what I've become. It's to watch me as I'm fallen from that ladder's last rung. It's to feel it like a secret you can't keep in. I'm not the way I was. No, I'm not the way I was. But to feel it, to see it, the look in all their eyes, is to breathe in, to be in the good grace of that godlight. It's to have it in your hands, the one thing you wanted all your life. It's all mine. In the second verse, he says, were you freed within? Did you leave your skin? Are you tethered in your doubt? Have you breathed it in like it's medicine that you cannot live without? This bridge is so powerful. It's just really fun to scream. If I don't hear this song live, I'm just going to tell you right now, I won't be unhappy because I get to hear other songs that I like live, I'm sure. With the current set list, yeah, there's a lot of songs that I would be happy to hear. But I really want to hear this song because I really want to sing this with everybody. And I kind of feel like I want to bring a sign that's like, play Godlight. But like, I really don't want to be that person. But just know I really want this song to be played. The bridge says, it's a hole I can't fill, it's a curse I can't break, and I gave my soul to it, and I cannot be reclaimed. I was younger then, I was young. It's a curse the perspectives kind of get switched around in the last chorus. Instead of quoting this person and what they said to him, he's singing it from the first person point of view.
To feel it, to see it, the look in all your eyes, is to breathe in, to be in the good grace of this God light, is to have it in your hands, the one thing I wanted all my life, it's all mine.
And I don't really know how to explain this, because I don't want to sound like that person, but, like, I really think that this song is so relatable to me, and I don't want to be like, this song was written for me, this song is about me and only me, I'm the only one who can relate to it, because, oh my gosh, that's not true. There's a reason why people love this song so much. We either know somebody like this who kind of had to, like, change to make a name for themselves, or we are that person. And I don't think that I am this person that he's singing about yet, but I worry that I'm going to be this person. I don't know. My like long-term goal for myself in life is to make a name for myself and write songs that I'm really proud of. And I get really nervous that I'm gonna end up, like, being a sellout, which I don't think I will be because I'm really stubborn and I won't let people tell me what to do. But I'm scared that once I get, like, under management, they're gonna, like, tell me what I have to do to be successful just so they can get the most money. So that scares me. So I think I don't wanna give my soul to this industry and then never feel like my work is my own. But then, on the other hand, this song is also relatable because I want to give my all to music and writing, but it's currently, like, you know, not making me a living because it's so new and I'm still learning. But I, like, feel like I'm doing myself a disservice by having to, like, do other jobs and, like, do other stuff, because I want to give 100% of my time to music, but I can't. So it's kind of been this, like, thing that I'm working through where I'm like, just because you're not spending 24/7 doing what you love, it doesn't mean that eventually you're not going to get there. And I get worried that when I do work too much on music and start traveling more and recording more, that I'm going to get my priorities mixed up and kind of throw all of my relationships and my friendships away, and I guess get, like, too focused on the wrong things, which this person that he's singing about obviously has, and nobody knows who they are anymore. And that's also another thing that scares me too. I hope that this is relatable to people and I'm not just, like, venting, but I guess it's my podcast, so if I want to vent, I can. But, like, I just think, like, what happens when I, like, travel and then I come back and then everyone's like, where have you been? And I'm like, oh, hey, I'm back. This song to me is, like, so just real and honest, because I think we've all felt like the person that he's singing about that comes, you know, back and is, like, different. You look at yourself in the mirror and you don't know who she is anymore, and you're like, I don't know who this version of me is. But then also, I know a lot of people who will come back from college or, like, come back from school, or I'll see them and I'll be like, who are you? What happened? 'Cause I'm all for people changing for the better, but it's like, when it's so, like, such a drastic change, it's like, it's a lot to take in. But we're also all searching for something bigger than ourselves, something more than what we were, you know, born into, where we were born also. So that's why I think that this song could also be connected to All My Love and You're Gonna Go Far, because this person leaves, and when they come back, Noah's still there, he's still waiting, and he doesn't think less of this person. I saw a couple TikToks a while back of people saying that the song Stick Season could be written from the man's perspective or I guess the other person's perspective in 'Tis the Damn Season by Taylor Swift. I believe that Taylor has said that Dorothea and 'Tis the Damn Season are written from, like, both people in the relationship, and, like, Dorothea is the one who's singing in 'Tis the Damn Season. I get the argument of, like, the, what I'm assuming is, like, the guy in 'Tis the Damn Season that she's singing about. He's just, like, waiting in the town, in their little small town, and she comes back from the big city. It's very Hallmark. He's just waiting around for her, and then she comes back, and, you know, that kind of coincides with the line in Stick Season where he says, I'll drink alcohol until my friends come home for Christmas. But the more I think about it, I'm like, Godlight and All My Love and You're Gonna Go Far could also be about Dorothea in this musical universe where none of these characters are real people. Like, those characters, or those, like, you know, people that these songs are based on are, like, really similar. Anyway, wow, I just talked about that song forever. I'm gonna move to Fear of Water. It's not what you think. These tears aren't some sweet response to tragedy. Today I can't say why they fall. Honey, it's all chemical. Don't be deceived. And don't take my bitterness as empathy. Darling, it's a broken bridge. Can you still get over it? If you're not afraid of the water, you should dive right in. I'm not so brave, but I'm gonna give it a try. But it'll take a little while. I said this last week. Noah loves to talk about water. And boats, and dogs, and antidepressants, honestly. That's another common thread. Can you fix my flaws? Are you a bad excuse for therapy? How am I supposed to live? 1 foot out and 1 foot in. I fear the fall. Right now, I just can't find the energy. Weighed down by a ton of bricks, I'm forgetting how to swim. The instrumentation in this song is so moving. It's so pretty. It feels like you're, like, closing your eyes, like, in an orchestra and just, like, taking it all in. Also, his falsetto on the last chorus is really impressive. He has great range. No, I'm not afraid of the water. Dive right in. And I can be brave, so I'm gonna give it a try. Next, I'm going to talk about Hollow. Wake up every day and put on my clothes, hoping that that 401k might fill up the hole in my soul, but I'm hollow. I'm scared to check the date, I'm scared of the dark. You can't escape it, no matter how fast the car, when you're hollow. This little, like, falsetto run that he does anytime he says hollow is really impressive. I don't really know if people realize how impressive that is, because he does it, like, pretty seamlessly, but, like, it's really hard to sing. I act like it's a choice that I'm still single. I'm smaller than the raindrops on the window. I'm colder than the backside of a pillow. And I've tried to hold my temper and obscure my rage. But these kids, they never act their age. And I've got 1 foot in the grave. Usually I don't like when, like, a bridge will go into, like, a broken down chorus. And then they'll build it back up, because I think it should just kind of, like, stay big. But I really don't mind it in this song. I think that the transition from the bridge into the chorus is so strong. Do you want to be in 50 years? I'm saying I just want to be alive. Wake up every day and put on my clothes. Open the 401k, might fill up the hole in my soul. But I'm hollow. Yeah, I'm hollow. Let's talk about Bury Me. I never found a heart I couldn't break. For you, I hoped my parts would rearrange. You'd see a change. 'Cause honey, now this house feels like a grave. And now I cannot help but take the blame for every stain, for messes I've made with your heart. So our times come around, and our wounds run deep. There ain't no words to speak, honey, bury me. Watch it fall, let it drown, in the deep blue sea. Honey, bury me. If I could find a way to change our fate, would any of our demons be erased? Could I change? 'Cause honey, there's no shame in letting go. I guess I'll see you at the funeral. I'll be alone, aren't we all? I love the reference to the funeral with the organ in the background. It's like just so perfect, really sets the scene. And the song doesn't necessarily like musically sound sad, but the lyrics definitely are. I'm gonna end with the last track on this album, which is Howling. Where to begin? Let's pretend we never met, so I could disappear a moment. Been trying to swim with both my hands behind my back. My dear, I always feared the ocean. I won't admit my parents split when I got sick, but I refuse to be a burden. 'Cause I don't know why I feel this emptiness howling out. Love comes and goes, but the big black dog, he trails along. Am I the only one who knows him? That's a great metaphor. I feel like depression and trauma feel like a shadow that's following you that you can't really cut off. I feel like that's the best way that I can explain it to people who have never like experienced it themselves, is like it feels like it's inescapable, and sometimes it kind of follows behind you, you know, 30 feet, but then sometimes it's right next to you. But either way, it's always gonna be there. It's just, I guess, how you heal from it and how you deal with it, and you kind of like learn to live with it. But unfortunately, it really never goes away. But it gets to the point where it doesn't really define who you are anymore, and it doesn't, I guess, haunt you in the middle of the night or just when you're trying to do mundane tasks. But I think that's a beautifully written metaphor. In the bridge we have Deep Blue 05072, which is the zip code for his hometown in Vermont. And he goes on to say, if I leave you now, then what's out there waiting for me? I don't know why I feel this emptiness howling out. I love this album. I think that this was a great next step to come right after Busy Head. And I just think it leads so perfectly into Stick Season, and he talks about where he grew up and the people that he knew whenever he was younger, and he obviously goes on to continue that pattern in the album to follow, which we'll talk about next week. Thank you for following along in this series, and I'll be back to cover Stick Season next week.